My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip: help your kids have the best holiday season ever by focusing more on gratitude. A lot of people are reasonably worried about how their children will deal with this holiday season of social distancing and different traditions. The good news is that children are more flexible than we realize, and the traditions you hold dear may not mean all that much to them anyway. Dinner with extended family or third cousins they barely know can be more of a chore than a treat. And a small celebration where they get to feel safe and loved may be more than enough to make a happy holiday. This is also a good year to take some of the focus away from how many presents are under the tree. Kids only know what they see and experience, so you have the chance this year to have them have a slightly different experience. I've seen videos recently of Santa Clauses at malls wearing the red suit and white beards, but also masks and face shields, and sitting behind plexiglass, while kids sit on a bench on the other side and tell them what they want for Christmas. If that sounds good to you, go ahead. But I personally don't think it's going to be a warm and fuzzy memory for your kids. So maybe this year, turn it around. Instead of the kids telling Santa what they want to get, they can tell you what they'd like to give. Children can't be grateful for what they have unless they understand that not everyone has the same. Maybe they'd like to give last year's winter jacket to a church thrift shop so another child can be warm this winter. Or perhaps they want to make a card for a child in a hospital to add cheer to their day. People complain every year about how commercial the holidays have become, and billions of dollars in retail advertising budgets do go into making sure that they'll stay that way. But parents can still have the final word, and it really is up to you to change the focus of the holiday. If you spend all your time talking about Santa, don't be surprised that your little ones are focused on getting presents. Maybe spend a little more time talking about how they can be good people, how they can give, and how they want others to think of them. When they're making their Christmas lists or writing a letter to Santa, One side of it can be what they want to get, and the other side, what they want to give. It's not a bad idea to slow down the whole gift-giving thing anyway. One mom emailed me to say that when she was growing up, her religious parents made sure each child got just 3 gifts on Christmas as a reminder of the 3 gifts the wise men brought. If you're celebrating the 8 nights of Hanukkah, one small gift a night keeps the spirit of the holiday burning. One night's gift comes from mom and dad, 1 or 2 nights from grandparents, a couple of aunts and uncles, and you get the week done and you get the idea. The slower pace means that each gift can be appreciated and a thank you note or video sent right off. I came across one parenting blog where a mom described trying to teach her preschoolers the meaning of Christmas by having them join her to buy presents for children who were less fortunate. It was such a lovely idea, but she was surprised when her own little ones, who still believed in Santa, asked why Santa couldn't just bring them presents himself. She was completely stymied. Another mom replied to her that she'd had the same issue. She explained to her children that Santa needs helpers, not only to make toys, but to spread the joy of Christmas. So Santa finds children with kind hearts and picks them as helpers to share love and gratitude. I've got to say, smart answer and wonderful attitude. With the right approach, even Santa Claus can be less about getting stuff and more about giving gratitude. Let's face it, children aren't going to remember most of the gifts they receive this year or any other year, but they may remember baking cookies or making latkes together. If you get stressed at the holidays, the kids are going to feel that. If your focus is on gratitude, they'll get that message too. So today, start changing your holiday focus away from stuff and toward gratitude and kindness. If your heart is in it, your children's hearts will naturally follow. Thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear how you're adding gratitude to your days this season. You can reach me at the podcast link at www.gratitudediaries.com or the contact link at janicekaplan.com. Thanks and have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.